This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Hard as this may be to believe, Facebook has gone and done it again, used what it knows about its users, which is plenty, in a way that said users find objectionable. There was news over the weekend that the data people at Facebook did a study a couple of years ago, basically tracking people's moods as they were on the site. They wanted to see how positive or negative posts in somebody's timeline would impact the way that person behaved. Social contagion is the term of art for that, and it goes some way to explaining why Facebook cares so much about how we're feeling. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson has that story.
If my posts were all about my great new job or awesome vacation, my friends might start feeling sad and left out. Or that's what Facebook's data science division feared. The study actually found positivity breeds positive posts and vice versa. That may sound obvious, but it's an important finding for Facebook.
Facebook's entire business model is built around data, around understanding the data, and to a certain extent, manipulating the data.
Stephen Cobb is a researcher with the security company ESET. He says the work of the data science division is key to monetizing what users reveal about themselves when they're on the site. And that's especially important now, as people's connection to Facebook may be waning. Karen North is a professor of digital and social media at USC's Annenberg School.
Anecdotally, it looks like in the United States, people are dropping off in their engagement or their amount of activity on Facebook.
Happy people might spend more time on the site, interact with it more, and maybe shop more too, says Carl Howe with the Yankee Group.
If I can make you feel really good when you're watching my ad, for example, that you're more likely to engage with that product, you're even more likely to buy that product.
Howe says in this big data age, lots of digital companies and retailers do research on their users. Facebook's mistake appears to have been that it failed to ask users for their consent. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.